Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, June 14th, and this is Seattle Council 10 volunteer Christine Maddox reporting. As we come down the home stretch in the vote that will unify all flight attendants from United Continental and Continental Micronesia under one union, AFA, we urge everyone who hasn't yet voted to take the 2 minutes necessary to cast a strong vote for the Association of Flight Attendants, AFA. We can use this National Mediation Board representation election to send a powerful message to management that we are ready to be unified and ready to conclude Section 6 negotiations. We urge our management to become a partner in making our company a successful one and working with us to come up to an agreement to recognize the value a flight attendant work group contributes to the success of the airline. If you've not yet received your voting instructions, which include your VIN and PIN, time is running out. Please go to our website to start the process of obtaining your duplicate voting instruction request. Once you've received your voting instructions, you may vote by either personal computer or telephone. When using the telephone option, please listen to all the prompts to make sure you are choosing the correct union, the Association of Flight Attendants, which is the second option, before you confirm your vote. For clear voting instructions, please go to www.unitedafa.org or www.yourafa.org. You may hear flight attendants celebrating their vote. You can do so at yourafa.org website. Vote today, vote AFA. Thanks to a report from an AFA member this morning, we discovered an error in the National Mediation Board's processing of some requests for duplicate voting instructions from flight attendants with international addresses. We advise the NMB of the issue, and the process is being corrected. If you've requested duplicate voting instructions anytime within the last 7 days and have not received your PIN or VIN, please take these steps to ensure you get your credentials from the NMB to vote. Download and print the duplicate voting instructions request letter from the www.yourafa.org website and send another request to the NMB right away. Call the NMB Vote Helpline at 1-800-488-0019 extension 5040 to advise them that you have not yet received your VIN and PIN and ask why. Contact AFA at 1-855-VOTE-AFA to advise AFA so your union may continue to advocate that every flight attendant has the right and means to vote. As a strong voice, our professional, the Association of Flight Attendants, AFA, looks out for our members. That's what we do. This is especially true when it comes to AFA's Employee Assistance Program and our professional standards, our EAP and our PS. The AFA EAP helps our members, their families, and partners deal with problems that concerns on and off the job. Our AFA EAP Professional Standards Program touched the lives of 4,286 of our colleagues last year alone. None of us are ever alone in finding solutions to our problems. The AFA EAP is a confidential resource available to all AFA members and provides three distinct but integrated services, including assessment, support, and resource referral, advancement of professional standards through conflict resolution, response to critical and traumatic incidents. The AFA's Employee Assistant Program has been helping and providing support since 1980. That's 31 years of experience. AFA's objective in providing these services is to enhance the health, safety, and well-being of our union families with the highest quality of peer support services available within the EAP industry. There is a variety of information on our website regarding this valuable program. Contact information as well as articles about AFA's EAP has assisted over the years. An enormous benefit of this AFA committee is that it is entirely separate from United. Due to confidential issues, members might have, in regards to their issues or concerns, no one, including management, gets to know the confidential details when they seek AFA's EAP assistance. Our flying partners at Continental don't have this benefit through their union. They must use the EAP at their company to address their problems, which carries the potential to create conflict of interest when an employee may have work-related problems with which they need assistance or a caring listener. The professional standard side of EAP also benefits AFA representative flight attendants by helping us work out our issues with each other in-house and away from any discipline we might receive if we turned in someone from the company. This allows us to appropriately address and, most importantly, find a solution to the conflict we may have with our flying partner. By resolving this issue ourselves without the potential of discipline, we work through our problems and protect each other's backs. That's what flight attendants do for each other. They take care of one another at all times, just as we do in an emergency or during a service. Flight attendants work to address the problem and crisis, and AFA EAP PS provides the means to accomplish this successfully. Visit our website under the MEC committee area where you can access the AFA MEC Employee Assistance Professional Standards link. You can also contact your local council to reach your local EAP committee. Either way, if we ever need support, this is one place we can always turn. Along with our other committees, the EAP committee serves a great purpose for our members. The second in a series of four mandatory e-learning modules titled FAOM Revision Number 7 and Assessment covers standard operating procedures and emergency equipment information contained in the FAOM Revision Number 7 dated July 1, 2011. United is requiring completion of the FAA mandated e-learning module by 2359 local domicile time, June 30, 2011, to be compliant and maintain flying qualifications. This e-learning is accessible from the United Learning Network. Read in the insert revision number 7 and the July 1, 2001 announcement book into the Flight Attendant Operations Manual, your FAOM. Complete the e-learning module titled FAOM Revision Number 7 Summary and Assessment, accessible from the United Learning Network catalog code FAO2011-07 by 2359 local domicile time on June 30th, 2011. The module contains three lessons that must all be completed in order to receive credit for completion of the mandatory e-learning. Flight attendants who want to trade trips in July, including RDO trades, must complete these tasks before July line of flying awards are posted on June 18th. June reserve flight attendants should make sure they have completed all of these tasks at least 48 hours prior to your first reserve day in a reserve block that includes June 30th deadline to avoid being shown as unavailable due to lack of qualifications. There were no negotiations last week. We expect to receive management counterproposals in the area of reserves this week when we meet with them in our mediated sessions. Last week at the UAL shareholders meeting, management was asked again why they won't meet with us more often, the outside of the mediated sessions, to speed up this process and get contracts negotiated. Again, we received the runaround as management uses daily associated with the rules of the Railroad Labor Act, RLA. We stand ready to meet with management 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in order to conclude these Section 6 negotiations with a contract that has the provisions you have identified as being important. For a more in-depth weekly negotiations update, refer to our website or contact your local council to join the FANN Flight Attendant Negotiations Network. That's all for this evening. Thanks for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.